podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you want a da-da-da?
What do you want a da-da-da?
I have not a da with a da-da-da. Oh, yeah?
Mm-car. We could za and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive to da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're going to da-da-da.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You know, we can't all be flowery and complimentary and loving.
Jeff, that's a good point, Jeff. Maybe we should. Yeah, everybody's feeling good about it.
That's interesting, man.
Jeff Lutz.
I'm a baby face.
Oh, my God.
I'm the top baby face. Probably on KFH right now on the entire station.
That's just like your opinion, man.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
But I'm the judge.
I am the judge. Whether you're straight.
I hear ya.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Hello again, everyone. It is a Thursday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio, the three-man booth for you this afternoon. We'll be here till 7 o'clock. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda in. And a somber day, obviously, for our city and really the whole country as a flight from, as you know, Wichita to Washington, D.C. collided with a helicopter last night, and all on board both aircraft were killed. And we're still piecing all of that together here close now to 20 hours later or so. I was sitting in my easy chair watching something, and got on Twitter, and they talked about this crash, and soon after they mentioned that the flight was from Wichita. I was in shock. I don't even think I moved for 3 hours. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it didn't really register with me at first when I read about it. It's just like, what? That doesn't make any sense. That's something that doesn't happen.
We haven't had an air fatality in this country since 2009 of an aircraft like that. 2009.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I was thinking, Wichita has had its more than its share of air tragedies. Go back all the way to the 60s and the plane crash on North Piatt, that I remember. I was a young kid. I was actually, the Shockers had an afternoon game that day. Saturday afternoon, they played St. Louis at the Roundhouse, and they didn't cancel that game because the crash happened that morning, and St. Louis was here, and they didn't cancel the game. It went ahead as planned. And then you had, of course, the Wichita State football plane crash of 1970. So we've been, it's been a long time. I mean, it's been over half century. But for this to happen to strike so close to home to us is pretty sobering.
Yeah, I had actually family members from back home in Canada were texting me today saying that they were sitting watching it and couldn't believe it. And that they were all asking if they'd released any names. And, of course, I said, no, I hadn't heard anything yet. But yeah, just a horrible, horrible event. I listened to it going into work this morning, and I just heard that there was a plane crash. And I came into the broadcast a little bit late, so I didn't even know it was from Wichita until partway through work when the guy started talking about it today.
You were probably in bed last night.
Oh, I was sleeping.
When this thing broke.
What time did it break?
It wasn't too late.
9 o'clock.
No, it was earlier than that.
Well, that's kind of when it started to spread around. That's when I went to bed, and
I don't think so. I think it was earlier than that. It was earlier than that.
Well, the plane landed at 8. We were supposed to land at 8. That was the
Eastern time.
No, 8:57 Eastern, 7:57 here.
I would say, I don't have a clear grasp of anything from last night, but I think it was earlier.
Okay.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not worth arguing about.
That's why I'm not arguing.
But anyway, most of the people identified so far, most of them, were here for the U.S. Figure Skating Championships, which makes me sick. What a great event that was for our community. It apparently drew huge crowds every night down at Intrust Bank Arena. The Wichita really got behind that thing, and so many nationally and internationally prominent figure skaters were here, and a bunch of them either stayed over or some new figure skaters came in for a training that was held earlier this week, and very difficult.
Yeah, that's a horrible part. It's all horrible, but to know that there were so many children, promising kids who you seem to probably have a future in what they were pursuing, really tragic, really horrible. It goes without saying, but yeah, it's just a brutal, brutal event.
And we're not gonna spend too much time on it. We're all very, very, very upset and sad, and we certainly. It's hard to even know what to say. A tragedy like this rarely happens, and thank goodness, but our hearts go out to those. And we don't know who all was on the plane yet. That's all still to come. We're still trying to determine it. I can't imagine, you know, we have heroes in America, but can you even imagine being a first responder to something like that? And being in that mode where you have to go down and try to save anybody who can be saved, and no matter, disregard your personal safety to do something like that and to be on those front lines, just amazing to me.
Well, the other thing with something like that and first responders is they know that they're probably not going to find anybody that's alive. That would be, I think, tougher for... Then, you know, they're saying they're going out for a rescue, but it's pretty evident that it's going to be unfortunate that there's probably not going to be any.
Yeah, they probably had more information. You know, at first, somebody reported that there were four people pulled from the water who were still alive. This is a problem with the way media works nowadays. There's really no media. There's no media, but everybody's media. Does that make any sense?
A little bit, yeah.
So there's a report that, well, there's four people pulled out of the water, and of course that didn't prove to be true. And anyway.
Just weird how that gets legs, something that's patently false.
Well, because we want to believe in something good.
I know, but...
Well, also the part of the problem is that if somebody says it, a bunch of people run with it. And then a bunch of people run with it, and then the people that they know run with it. And it's like a snowball effect. And they don't even know if it's right, but they just grab something and run with it.
We don't wait for the details. Starting at the very top, by the way. And if you want to know what the very top is, you know what I mean. All right, I started to give our phone number, but that's futile. I can't break my old habits. By the way, we have today, tomorrow, and then all of next week for this show, after which we'll be signing off. Next Friday's show will be a special one from 2 to 6, live from the East Wichita studio. So you're welcome to...
You guys are putting in some time.
We're gonna go a four-hour live show for our last hurrah.
Who are we, Jim Rome? My goodness.
It's going to be unbelievable. We'll get... what's the guy he has on? The head guy? What's his name?
What are you talking about? Big Head Betts?
Yeah, Big Head Betts. We'll get him on.
All right, well, that's fantastic.
Actually, Jim Rome and I are feuding at the moment.
Is that right?
Wow.
Does he know that?
I didn't know that you guys talked that often.
Yeah, you know.
Oh. But you took his time slot for next Friday?
Yeah. That's my little way of... There you go, Jimmy.
That's your pardoning goodbye?
Right.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Yeah. So we'll do that. Shockers last night. I didn't want to watch, but it got close, and my wife, she can't stand to watch him lose, but... We tuned over, and they were in a battle, I guess. But you never really felt like they lost to North Texas. They're now 1-7 in the American Athletic Conference. They're barely now keeping their heads above water at 11-10, so they're still over 500 overall. But they've lost. They have 10 games left, and they have there's no interest.
None.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's just none. I mean, we've talked about them. We talked about them earlier. And I know Jeff and I, when we were doing a show, we were like, I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see because it didn't feel right. But what do we know? And here we are, 11-10, 1-7 in the conference. And nobody cares. That's just terrible.
Well, they haven't given us there's no reason to care.
There's nothing there. And like talked about for years now, next year, not going to know anybody again. So where are you? Where are you as a program?
Well, I hope they play some of these younger guys. We talked about that, but they didn't yesterday.
Not one for 1 minute. It was the same guys. They shot poorly. I guess they defended well. If that's something you want to hang your hat on.
They did okay. They're not aesthetically pleasing to watch. And it's just not coming together. They're just not there's nothing there.
Can't believe they went with the same guys. Like, just give something else a chance. I realize they were in the game. You probably, these are the guys we've gone with. We're going to continue to roll with them, come hell or high water. But good grief.
But at what point?
1-7.
At what point, why do you not play the younger guys?
I don't know. There's no reason.
And then maybe have a chance to keep those guys. Because what are those guys thinking to themselves? Oh, well, they're going to get another bunch of older guys next year, and I'm going to be sitting on the bench again. I might as well leave, too.
We're this bad?
Why not see what these younger guys can do, and maybe you can keep a few of them?
Yeah, we're this bad, and we can't even get on the court? What does that mean about us?
Quincy Ballard, I'm going to give it up. I love the guy. Not going to make any bones about it.
Not a good shooting night for him.
Well, Quincy Ballard was 4 of 6.
Or Quincy was. I think it was Bell.
He had 13 rebounds, 6 block shots. For the year, let me see if we got this updated. For the year now, he's shooting 77% from the field, but only averaging 6 shots per game.
That's kind of damning. I know that what you think is that, we got to get this guy the ball more. But if he's shooting 77%, that means he's not taking any tough shots. He's not really posting up. He's not backing anybody down. He's just kind of doing dirty work, grabbing rebounds and putting the ball back.
Well, let's see what he can do. Let's see what he can do.
I agree.
Do I need Xavier Bell to go 4 of 17?
No.
Listen, Xavier, I love you, but don't shoot when it's not happening for you. He and Hill took 31 shots combined.
And made 9.
Of the 50 the team shot. Give me a break. Those are perimeter players. What are you doing in the paint? No. You can't win like this.
No, they're not winning. So.
31 shots of 50 taken by 2 players.
Yeah, that's not a recipe for winning.
Who were a combined.
Would completely agree with that.
9 of 31. Including 2 of 10 from the 3-point line. Does that make any sense to anyone?
No. None. 0.
Doesn't to me.
Pass the ball.
If this is what you got and these guys can't do it, you got to tell yourself, we don't have very good players, so I'm going to give some of these other guys a shot. See what we can do.
Well, you're already 21 games in. You got, what, 10 games left?
Drives me nuts.
I mean, I don't think this team where it's at is going to make a run in the conference tournament. Why not take a look at the younger guys?
And look what K-State has done. They've kind of revamped what they're...
Oh, my thunder. I'm getting ready to go to K-State.
Well, they've kind of revamped what they do hey, what we're doing is not working. Let's try something else.
Well, let's not get too excited.
Well, they've got two...
Oklahoma State's horrible.
Okay, but they have 2 blowout victories in a row.
West Virginia, that's a good win. Let's see what they do at Iowa State. Coming up Saturday.
Don't you feel a lot more hopeful that they can make a game of that?
What'd you make that line?
6.5?
Oh, my God.
I was going to say 12.
Baby, how much?
7.5.
Let's go to the bank.
What is the line? I don't know.
Well, it's not out. I just said like 12.5.
I just said 10, 10.5. Let's go to the bank.
I don't know what line. I'm not good at lines, especially in college basketball.
Well, you're good at knowing who's good.
Right. But
Iowa State at home.
I'm
6.5.
I'm more of
Kansas State.
Just, yeah, there, can I
put your house up and you can pay for everything you want done?
I'm more of like an NFL lines guy. Not that I'm good at predicting, but that's what I'm used to because they're all NFL teams. You don't see crazy lines.
Weren't you our FanDuel guy?
He was the guy.
We don't talk about an organization that has abandoned us.
That's but you, at one time, weren't you considered the expert?
Expert on what?
Lines and...
No, all I was a pretty face and a...
Oh, God.
And a,
on radio.
And, yeah. And a charming voice to allow people, if this guy is endorsing this, it must be good. And the signups for the promo code LOOTS, I heard, were in the 7 digits.
Yeah.
If you add 4, 5, 6
decimals. I can't wait now to see what the line is on K-State, Iowa State. I would set it at 11. And I think that's, 12.5 is very reasonable.
That's what I would say.
Is there a future, Mr. Gambler?
In what?
A future line on that.
Yeah, it's Back to the Future. It's 7.5.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Look it up.
I don't know.
They won't be up yet.
They always have these future lines, don't they?
No, not in all the games.
Well, they do in football.
Well, some of the football. The football is different, though. Usually basketball, they don't because, you know, basketball, I mean, guys aren't going to play that night because they got to take rest days. So they very rarely will throw those out there too far.
Yeah.
You never know who's going to play, which is sad in itself.
I have some
breaking news.
Bad news for you.
Uh-oh. Does this involve the Cardinals?
No, this involves...
This is the line? Is it out?
I don't know.
This involves the line?
Let me see. I'll go try to find it.
What
does that say right there?
7.5. Oh, God, I'll be all over that. I'm going to the...
What did I say, bruh?
I'm going to the casino.
6.5.
No, but I changed it to 7.5.
So what's that on?
I don't know. I just typed in K-State Iowa State basketball line, and it opened 7.5. That's what it says.
What's the website?
It isn't a website.
It's just AI.
No, it's just one of those. It's not the AI thing. It's just has a line.
So just a line popped up. No website you can go to.
Vegas Insider.
I got nothing. None of the...
Well, I'll take that all day long.
-7.5, it opened.
Well, if that's the line...
Am I a genius? FanDuel.com/loots.
If I'm... If that's the line come Saturday morning...
I'll pick you up.
I'll put my house on the market.
We'll go down to the casino and give them some slips. Pink slips to the cars, everything.
I'm a pretty smart guy, though, when it comes right down to it.
I guarantee you that when the real line comes out, I don't know what that was.
VegasInsider.com.
That is ridiculous.
There's an 8.5 in there from somebody.
Yeah, from somebody.
Bet 365.
Probably somebody like you. Hey, Vegas Insider, I'd like to put a line on it.
DraftKings has it at minus...
I'll go 7.5.
DraftKings has it at -8. FanDuel has 7.5.
I can't even find it on here.
Hard Rock has 18.5. What?
It's not even... I don't even have it.
DraftKings, 8. Bet 365, 8.
Well, I'll put it at 11.5. You want some of that?
How about 18.5?
No, 11.5. You want it?
Yeah.
$50.
I think you already owe me something for something.
What do you owe me? You owe me for the pizza to be delivered here on Royal Rumble night. What was that bet?
I think you owe me.
What was the bet?
I have no idea.
Think about it.
I don't remember.
Neither of you know.
I don't have that kind of money.
Well, you bet. I'm willing to pay if I lost. You said I'll pay if I lose. What was that bet about?
I don't remember.
Well,
I'm sure.
Think about it during the break. I'm sure Max wrote it down. Remember.
Max probably wrote it down. He writes down all this stuff.
We will take a break and come back. We've got 2 hours with you today here on the show. We look forward to it with Jason Duda in for the 3-man booth. Stay with us.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, we are back. One and done. That's Avenging Annie from Andy Pratt. Ever heard of that song, Jeff? Avenging Annie.
Not that I know of.
I don't know that one.
Who hasn't heard that song?
I'm going to dispute Max's number three song of the day when we get to it. You ready for that? That'll be fun, won't it?
Well, I'll be the judge.
Right.
I'll decide.
Exactly.
That's
because
how it works.
There's no one here who knows more about music.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
So we got into the Shockers. K-State with a big win last night over Kansas State. I don't know what else. You know, the Shockers, in my radio career and my newspaper career, they gave me a lot of wind for my sail in my
career. Good and bad.
To talk about Wichita State basketball.
Mostly good.
Yeah, I covered them in there. I was a beat writer. In the season, they went to the Sweet 16 and beat Kansas down in New Orleans. And then I was a beat writer for 4 years in the early 90s when Shocker basketball was awful.
That's okay, though.
For that reason,
I got to meet and know Jamie Bluma, so that was a good time.
Well, I guess.
That was a good time in my life.
I don't think I saw him win more than two or three road games in that four-year span of time.
And maybe six or seven home games.
Well, they were a little better at home.
A little. They had some wins. Is that when they beat, like, Alabama or somebody in that?
No, that was a little before I took the beat. That was the John Cooper. That was when it looked – that was Mike Cohen's first year.
Yeah.
And they got a couple of back-to-back wins at home over Oklahoma State and Alabama, I think. But you're thinking, man, okay, this is gonna work out really well. Alabama at the time had Robert Horry and Latrell Sprewell on that team. So
that's not bad.
No, that's pretty good. So you're thinking, wow, we got something here. Yeah, they didn't.
No.
Oh, well.
That's too bad. It happens. Anybody can beat anybody on any given night, right?
They had Robert Horry and Latrell Sprewell.
Now go check that because I know you're dying to.
I am.
That's why. You want to know why I'm giving up the show?
It's because of that?
Yeah.
That's it right there.
I got
there.
A guy over here that it desperately wants me to be wrong.
No, I just...
Wimp Sanderson was a coach.
Hasn't changed in years.
You're making that a Wimp Sanderson?
Wimp. W-I-M-P.
Even worse, not Whip. Wimp.
Wimp Sanderson was the coach. He used to
Who
wear...
Who was
these,
the assistant? Pokey McGaffigan?
He used to wear these colorful jackets, these... plaid.
No, nobody cares about this anymore.
Jeff, when you are the only one laughing.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Then
but
that doesn't work.
In fact, there are two of us.
Were you laughing or out of... You thought that was funny?
Yeah.
Really?
Pokey McGaffigan.
Well, that's typical. Dude is going to think stuff like that's
I bet
funny.
Max loved it, too.
Pokey
In fact,
McGaffigan.
I know he did.
All right, what do we have? What do you have?
What do you think? That was probably 90, 91. Yeah, Robert Horry. They had four eventual
Let's
NBA
look
players.
At him. Now he's oh, my dad didn't know enough. They had four.
Who'd they have?
James Robinson, Robert Horry, Latrell Sprewell, and Marcus Webb.
Who was the coach?
You want to know who it was?
Yeah.
Wimp Sanderson. Here's his assistant.
Pretty
here's,
good,
here's
huh?
his staff.
I want to hear the rest of the staff.
Pokey McGillicuddy. I mean, McGaffigan. Clowny.
Simpson. I don't know.
Should have just stopped. At the yeah,
probably yeah.
just stopped.
See, you ruined it.
Yeah,
you had laughing like it's funny.
You had it going, funny. And I was with you, and then it was gone.
Why yeah, can't you sustain it?
I don't know.
You
I couldn't
know, you
think
had a
of...
good bit going, and then it just crashed and burned. Not yeah. a good thing.
Yeah, they went to the NCAA tournament that year, the next year with when they were seniors. So good for them.
They were pretty good in that at that time.
Who followed Wimp Sanderson as Alabama
oh, that's a
coach?
Great, I don't have a clue.
Who? David Hobbs.
Well, I remember David Hobbs, but I would have never.
He was there for a little
never
bit.
Known he. Yeah, he was
Did
there.
You imagine if it would have been Polky McGavigan? Like, are you kidding?
That would have been great.
What's wrong with you?
Polky had a nice run at Cincinnati State.
So this week with no football, and we're not going to make picks today. We might make them tomorrow. You good with that?
Doesn't matter to me.
Forgot to get the picks out. You're still clinging to a lead, and I mean clinging now uh-huh. because you had an awful week.
I did.
And I had an 8-0 week, except I missed my bonus game. So I think you're up 15 or so still.
That's it? Good. At least it's close.
So we'll get to that.
But we'll never know who actually wins.
Oh, we'll know.
Oh, we'll know. Oh, it'll be Bob. Oh,
it'll be Bob, yeah, because yeah, no we'll show, know. And he'll send something out on Facebook or
No, it'll
on
only
X
be me
and,
if I win.
And exactly.
And but, I feel like I got a good look at
and,
it.
And you will. I'm sure you will win.
Well, what?
I hope
are
you
do. Disputing last week's games?
No, I was awful.
Right.
And I'm okay with it.
You were -4.
Oh, I'm going to have to see some paperwork on that.
Not good.
Don't worry. After Thanksgiving, he'll pick
won,
it up.
I won 3 games.
No.
I
well, you
won.
Yeah, you won all your lower
Wichita points. State, Houston, and
right,
the one, over of the running backs, which was 6. That's 9. And lost 10. It's -1.
Well, no, you're wrong. And I hate to be the bearer of bad
well,
news.
Yeah,
for
but
you.
I'd like you to be the bearer of this news.
I don't think I have the sheet around.
Oh, it is. Interesting.
Nope, that's yeah, here it is. You got Wichita State for 1, Houston for 2, the Washington-Philadelphia over for 3, and you missed.
Oh, I'm thinking the wrong week.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so you're good.
How about an apology?
I said you're good. It's all right.
So you got your 1, 2, and your 3. And you missed the bonus.
Oh, I know that.
Does that add up?
So you got 6 points in the positive, 10 in the negative. What's that, Jeff? Do that quick math.
10 minus 4 minus 6 and a half.
And then times it by 0.64, and then you'll get it. That's all you got to do.
5.5.
4.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Sure.
That's good.
Here's where, you know, part of this, too, is you two clowns.
What happened?
When Duda gets around, you turn into clown number 3.
Yeah, I try to.
Why is that?
I don't know. I like having a little
it's
bit
fun.
Of an audience, and you don't think I'm funny, so I gotta throw stuff out. I got to try stuff. I got to, you know, be myself a little bit.
You're not yourself when it's just me here?
I mean,
you scare them.
It's a dogfight when you're here. When it's just the two of us, we gotta one up each other. When Duda's here, it's like we can let the guard down a little bit, have a little fun.
That's right. That's what I'm here for.
Well, but the,
and you're
but
welcome,
to have
everybody.
Two dummies.
You're welcome.
Is worse than having just one.
You'd rather have extra dummies? Actually, is that a shot against me?
I think today.
I think that was a shot
think
against
today.
Me.
Maybe it
sounded like it. What do you think of Denise Neal's story about us? That was unnecessary.
What
do you think of Denise Neal's story about us?
And then what was the last?
That was
thing?
Unnecessary, but it was nice.
Why did you say it was unnecessary?
I don't know. I just never think of myself as our radio show's done. That deserves a news story.
Well, she's the one who decided it was newsworthy.
I know.
I don't know if it was newsworthy, but I appreciate her taking the time to write about it and letting a bigger segment of the population know what's going on. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, good stuff.
You do?
No, not at all. Just don't see myself in that light.
Well, nobody else does.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I don't even know what the light is, but I agree with Bob on this one.
Where any move I make is someone, that's news. No, it's just not.
Well, you're part of
it. I know.
News. What? You that know what?
That it's mostly because of you, but still.
I wasn't going to say that.
Yes, you were.
I said you're part of the news.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
I'm just a guy over here riffing on the radio.
Just riffing on the radio.
That's all I am.
Really?
Yeah. Just riffing.
Well, what did the story seem to point out that you were more than that?
No, just saying.
So what's the problem with it?
There's no problem. I'm just saying I don't feel as though anything that I would ever do is newsworthy.
Well, I don't know that anything I would ever do would be newsworthy, although...
You two finally agree on something that makes sense. Good job.
I'm in more of a position to probably be newsworthy with League 42, right?
Of course.
But the newsworthiness of that was a statue theft, and I wouldn't want to go through that again.
Did you tell Denise to interview me?
No, I didn't.
That's what I thought.
Not at all.
That's what I thought.
Why, did she say that?
No, but I just know. I just know that she wouldn't talk to me. She would talk to you and then be done with it.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
Well, what did you tell her?
When I said, I think, you know, Jeff's been a big part of this. Something like that.
Right.
And
you got a frog in your throat when you said it, so it's okay.
And I think I said it'd be probably good to get his thoughts. And she said, oh, yeah, I'm going to.
Oh, interesting. That's good stuff. Yeah, we had a nice little chat.
Well, how'd it go? She quoted you.
She did quote me. What did you think of that quote?
Well, I don't remember what it said.
What was the quote? You know it.
Nah.
Yeah, you do.
What'd you say?
I haven't even seen the piece. What does it say?
It's on Kansas.com.
I said something like it was good to bring out different sides of our personality. I think that's it, basically. I don't remember.
Well, you do remember.
No, I don't.
Did you say something anti? Did you?
No.
I read the story, but I can't remember what you
said.
That's
what I'm saying. It was something like something along those lines.
Well.
Right?
Denise Neal will be a part of our four-hour extravaganza show coming up a week from tomorrow.
So
from 2 to 6 on KFH.
Okay, do I have to come in that day or no?
Well, we'd love for you to. You know, if you don't want to stay the full 4 hours, we're not going to make you. But if you do, that's fine.
That sounds like a two-hour show to me.
Well, we're going to do 4 hours. We want Mike Furches to come by and Denise Neal, and we want to get with some of our frequent guests and have an opportunity for callers to call in and go out in a little blaze of glory.
I will be there for the 4 hours.
You will?
Absolutely.
For all 4 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
even I might leave after
one. I'm going to have to.
One.
Oh, I've got to load up the timesheet before I go, right?
Well, I don't. That's up to you and Tony. If he wants to pay you.
You guys have been getting paid this whole time?
Does he pay you?
You guys get paid this whole time?
Isn't that crazy?
We better get paid.
And I come in and just... No wonder you want me to come in all the time.
You work for free.
Do you guys get paid like when I'm here and one of you are gone? Do you get those hours then? Is that how you guys have been working this for
maybe
8 years?
It's interesting. That
well
might...
played.
Thank you.
Well played.
We're thrilled.
A little disappointed in myself.
We're
but...
thrilled to get paid. We appreciate it. We've appreciated that. Throughout the years and the opportunity to do this.
We're very happy.
Why are you looking at your phone?
Because I was looking at breaking news.
Do we have something?
No.
The Cardinals have taken my heart and stomped on it.
Are the Cardinals still in the MLB? I haven't heard nothing about them.
You'd have a hard time knowing it.
I just kind of checked.
What's going on
here and there? Nothing.
I don't know. I was... do you follow... the MLB executive burner account?
No.
It's supposedly a guy who worked in a front office somewhere, and he was, he seems fairly knowledgeable. I'm not going to say he's legit or not. I don't know. But he said, this is Chaim Bloom's doing. This isn't a Mozeliak thing. This is Chaim Bloom taking the enjoyment out of fandom that he's done with other organizations as well.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I don't know if it's...
Well, didn't he do a whole lot in Boston? In Tampa?
He was in Pittsburgh for a while, wasn't he?
No, he's been in Tampa and Boston.
Who am I thinking of? Ben Charrington that was in Boston and Pittsburgh. I don't know. I don't know if he did a lot of it.
And he built a great farm system in both places.
Yeah, I have no reason for you to be discouraged, but I was just interested in that because it feels like Chaim Bloom.
That seems like a guy trying to have a hot take.
Yeah, he had some other weird stuff yesterday, too.
That's a guy trying to get noticed, and I don't happen to agree with it. I certainly hope it's not the case.
I don't think he's trying to get noticed. I mean, he puts stuff out pretty frequently.
Yeah.
And yesterday,
trying to get noticed.
And yesterday it was in a barrage of different takes.
Who'd the Royals bring in?
Carlos Estevez.
Great pickup. You put him and Lucas Ursig at the back of your bullpen, and you've got something. I'll tell you, this guy, Piccolo, is good.
Piccolo.
I don't care what his name is. He's good.
He is fine, I guess.
They're good. Look what they've done, man.
Good for them. I'm happy for every Royals fan out there. They've had a decent...
This isn't like they signed Sandy Koufax, but this was one of the top arms out there in terms of late-inning people.
Yeah, I'm not poo-pooing, as you like to say, the move. It's a good move. It's a shrewd move. And the Royals' bullpen gets more dangerous.
What did the Guardians have that no one else had last year? A deep and resilient bullpen.
And it'll be...
And the Royals are going to have that this year.
Not as good.
A better offense.
Not as good as the Guardians' bullpen.
And a better starting rotation.
The Guardians' bullpen is just churning out people, and you haven't even seen the half of it yet. We got guys coming up that might even be as good or better than some we have.
You're making him laugh again.
You guys, the Guardians, and you, like, literally 6 months ago, you couldn't stand them, and they're right, no, they're not that good.
What are you talking about?
And now they're turning people out like you wouldn't believe, and we're going to be so good, blah, blah, blah. Like, here you go again, roller coaster.
It's not a roller
coaster.
Where
am I at on this with you? Where am I?
When have I ever said the bullpen wasn't a strength? Or that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never said that. The bullpen's fantastic, and it seems like we'll have more depth this year than previous years, even last year.
And listen, I like the Guardians. I'm just saying that when you have the Royals now, and you have the Twins, and you have the
Tigers, they've made some moves.
That division's going to be tough.
There's not a ton separating
teams in the playoffs last year.
There's not a ton separating any of those teams.
There's not.
That's why they all kind of finished bunched up last year. Twins fell off a little late, but that was a good division. And it wasn't just because they got to beat up on the White Sox.
And I'll tell you, the team that's coming in the National League Central, you can talk about your Brewers, you can talk about your Cubs. You better talk about the Cincinnati Reds because they're going to be a load. They've beefed up their bullpen. They've got young starting pitching. They brought in Brady Singer. Man, they worry the heck out of me.
Why?
Because they're going to be good.
Yeah, we'll
see. They brought in Terry Francona.
Never heard of him, to be honest.
You haven't?
No.
Are you still upset that he's not with you?
I'm not upset, but man, if you're going to walk away, then walk away.
He did.
Don't go and manage somebody else and turn your back on us and betray. He didn't refuel. He's going to miss.
What do you mean betray? Maybe
he's going to miss 60 games this year with a leg injury or something. And
what if I kind of walk away here for a year and come back next year rejuvenated with a brand new team?
Who's your team going to be?
Good luck with that.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't that be something?
Good luck with that.
That would be something. That would be something.
We might as well start to float that little...
Who's your co-host?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Name some names.
I don't have one picked out yet.
Are we just overflowing with radio talent here in the Wichita market?
I got a couple people in mind.
I'm thinking about doing a show with Kevin Jenks.
Really?
Sure.
On what station?
Oh, this one?
Now, why aren't you laughing at that?
I don't know.
Dude is more than welcome.
No offense
to what?
Kevin Jenks.
Be a part of the show.
I'd rather watch paint dry than listen.
Kevin Jenks could be a good personality on the radio.
Really?
Yeah, I talked with him yesterday.
Well, interesting.
By the way, speaking of which, Kyle Lindstedt will be on the show on Tuesday.
Well, why are we getting Kyle Lindstedt?
Because they're bringing the Heartland Classic here or whatever. And
oh, so that's what you talked about?
No, he called for other reasons.
Uh-oh, what are the other reasons?
Oh, he wanted the dirt.
Oh.
Uh-oh, what do you mean?
He wanted the dirt on the end of the show.
There's no dirt.
There's not much dirt.
There's no dirt unless they pile it on me in a year or two.
Hey, don't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. You just spent all your money on the house. Like,
I'm coming back
a while.
Next year with a new host.
I wonder who that's going to be. I can't wait to see.
All right. Max,
that'll be fun. I can't wait. I'm going to be listening and be like, oh.
Me too.
Max, are you playing music? I thought I heard music. I didn't think it was time for a break yet.
Who knows?
Maybe Max is just sick of hearing this stuff.
I would be. Duda, if you come up with a game today, I'll come up with a game tomorrow.
I can't wait.
I got it.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
It's going to be unbelievable. And the best thing is, it'll be like what I think. So, like, you'll give answers.
You're a judge
in
this
game? And whether or not I decide it's right.
So you're judging as well as asking.
Yeah, and I'm basically decide if the answer's right or not.
So it's not a black and white answer.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's me and my brain knowing the right answer.
But it's not necessarily fact-based.
Oh, of course it's fact-based.
This is very
confusing. I can't wait. This is going to be great. Oh, it's going to be outstanding.
Everyone's excited.
Can't you guys just, sounds like a lot of fun.
Doesn't it?
Sure.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it. Don't you kids worry about it.
I think my blood sugar's dropping. You want to have a cracker or something?
Why? Do you have a blood sugar issue?
I don't think so, but I haven't eaten today, and it's getting to me a little bit. You guys got something here I can snack on?
You know, we were talking about the Rockets yesterday. I was talking to somebody about the Rockets. Have you seen them? They're really, really good.
Well, Amen Thompson has taken a leap over the last couple weeks or so.
But we were talking about Fred VanVleet, who's the floor leader of that team. And you look at his stats and you say, oh, he's only shooting 39%, 35% from 3-point, averaging 15 points a game. But he's been so dynamic in all those other ways. 6 assists per game, gets some rebounds, steals. And guess what Fred VanVleet's making this year?
$35 million.
17.
42.
Well, together.
Signed through next year. Next year he'll make $44 million per year.
Do you think he'll be on our show again?
He's got seven days.
During that four-hour extravaganza.
Isn't that something, though?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
That's crazy.
Jason and I don't have that kind of money.
All right, we'll be back with one more hour of the Bob and Jeff Show with Jason Duda. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.